This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. The newspaper article was quite brief with an interesting incident, somewhat amusing, I thought. An employee was fired from his work because he was constantly late and his boss had had enough. But the former employee defended himself. "You can't fire me. I've got CLS." "What do you mean you've got CLS?" "I've got chronic lateness syndrome." And he was serious. It wasn't a joke. When are we going to take responsibility for our own actions and to stop blaming others for what we do? I think it's an intriguing question. We need to take responsibility for the choices we make. Blaming, you know, I guess we've all done that. Something happens and it's someone else's fault, never our fault. We end up having an argument and, of course, we didn't start it. Someone else started it. We're right and they're wrong. Why don't they see it the way we do? We try to buy that nice flat screen TV and we blame the credit card company for reaching the limit of our card. Or, like that employee, we blame our boss, our wife, husband, our parents, the government, but we never look at ourselves. Our misery is always someone else's fault. It was Wayne Dyer who said, "All blame is a waste of time. No matter how much fault you find with another, and regardless of how much you blame him or her, it won't change you. You may succeed in making another feel guilty of something by blaming him, but you won't succeed in changing whatever it is about you that's making you unhappy." Almost 20 years ago, the Reader's Digest had an article, "It's Not My Fault" called, and Pete Hamill coined a word called victimism. V-I-C-T-I-M-I-S-M. That was victimism. That's what happens when we blame other people for our problems. So here's the deal. If we persist in blaming, well, we won't take responsibility, and then ultimately that's the best thing to do, isn't it? Don't play the blame game. Own it by name and avoid the shame. The blame game, of course, cuts across all ages. You can't just blame young people. We read in the paper, we hear on the air of killing and stealing and crime everywhere. We sigh and say as we notice the trend, this young generation, where will it end? Delinquent teenagers? Well, how we condemn. We condemn the sins of a nation and blame it on them. By the laws of the blameless, the Saviour made known, who is among us to cast the first stone? For in so many cases, it's sad but it's true, the title delinquent fits older folks too. If you're married and you're playing that blame game, your marriage will not get better. As one husband writes, "After 6 months of marriage, I thought I'd married the wrong person. However, as I pursued a better relationship with my wife, I was amazed to see that I was the primary source of irritation in the marriage. The fact is," he said, "each person in a marital relationship holds a great deal of power to put a stop to much of the conflict that is in their marriage. The ones that get it are the ones who stop playing the blame game, and that takes some energy and work on their own stuff." How true that is, the blame game. I read about a blame game that took place in a coffee shop where a husband and wife were there with a little boy. And when he started to pick his nose, the mother looked at the father and said with a sneer, "Well, who taught him to pick his nose in public?" And the husband said, "Well, you know what happens when we leave him with your parents." Look, there's a great story, and we'll take a bit further tomorrow. The great story in John chapter 5. And it's the story in the New Testament that brings this to the surface, where Jesus had come to Jerusalem during one of his yearly feasts, and thousands of pilgrims had come there from Israel, actually. And he really saw a guy there, someone who had been lame. He wasn't able to be healed. People would get into the water, and the first person who entered the water after it had been stirred would be healed of his diseases. Look, I'll talk about that again tomorrow. Dear Lord, we know how easy it is to blame others, and we stay in our comfort zone and we think it's other people's fault. Dear Lord, move us out of our lethargy into action and to own up for our own responsibilities. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.